This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. A man named Charles has tweeted me, and I quote, "I went to Ole Miss and live and breathe Ole Miss football. Dart would be a project, but he has serious potential. My concern is the Steelers' inability to develop." That's a legitimate concern, overriding all of this. And I got a bunch of questions in the mailbag about this, too. Like, they could draft Peyton Manning, or they could draft Eli out of Ole Miss. Would they, or bring in anybody? Would they be able to develop a guy with the current regime? Would they get the most out of a veteran guy, given Mike Tomlin's resistance to letting these people change things at the line of scrimmage before the snap when games are won and lost? These are all legitimate questions, aren't they?
Very much. Like, it's a question that I had. Remember, you know how much I like Sam Darnold, but I would be concerned if the Steelers decided to bring Darnold in here that their offense just would not fill his, it would not fit his skill set at all. Wouldn't
it seems to me? One could make this case anyway, that the best quarterbacking they've received in the last 5-6 years or so is Ben burning Matt Canada's playbook when they fell behind in games and drawing things in the dirt, and Russ cooking on his own. I think that's actually legitimate.
Yeah, and whatever they did against Washington worked pretty well. It seemed like that was just go to the line and no huddle offense and Russ call it out. Here we go.
That was Russ cooking, maybe. It depends on what you believe here. Certainly, we have enough evidence that late in the Ben years, when once Canada arrived, the only thing that worked was Ben saying, forget this, I'll just do it on my own. Thank you. And they would make amazing comebacks like they did in Minnesota that night. Remember when the pass to Freiermuth at the end? Remember that game? Depending on how you look at it, he either dropped it or it was a great defensive play. Remember that, Limits.
Remember when Chase Claypool signaled first down in Minnesota with 24 seconds left or whatever, and they couldn't get back to the line in time? It just burns more time off the clock.
He channeled his inner Rosie Nix for that one.
That's right, in New Orleans.
Oh, was that tremendous.
Wasn't that the fake punt?
Yeah, they were like 5 yards short, and he's signaling first down and celebrating. You tell me Devontae Adams is now on the open market?
The New York Jets are cutting Devontae Adams at his $36 million salary.
Holy horse milk. He's a guy that can still play. I don't care how old he is. He's 32. It's not like he's ancient. And he just turned 32. And he played for crap teams with crap quarterbacks last year. And the dude combined for like 85 catches and over 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. Yes, I'm interested in Devontae Adams. He plays most of the games, too. The last 4 years, 16, 17, 17. Last year down to 14. I'll take that. Yes. I'm also interested in George Pickens. Man, Devontae Adams. He's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Yeah, he still can play. I mean, he was good for the Raiders. Everybody just kind of forgot.
Look at some of his numbers, Limits. He's had years of 18 touchdowns. That's like That's not many guys have had more than that in a season. He's had years of 1,300, 1,300, 1,500, 1,500, 1,100. This guy's got 103 touchdowns, and he's closing in on 12,000 yards. He might have about 5 years left. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He needs 63 catches for 1,000. Maybe they can run a little shotgun pitch like they did with Hines for his 1,000th catch.
For a negative 3 yard loss? I don't know about that.
Negative 3 yard loss is redundant.
Yeah, it is.
City limits. I'm should have said negative 3 yards or a 3 yard loss.
Thank you for being the grammar police for me.
You're welcome. You know how I feel about you. You're a hell of a man.
You're an even better man. And thank you for being an inspiration to many, including myself.
Darius Slay's out there too. I was listening to Crowley today and he actually made sense. I think they should go get Darius Slay. You?
Yeah, I'd be fine with it. I think he has 1 year left. Why not? You know, it'd be different than like a Joe Hayden deal when
I don't know.
Time left.
Yes, as Crowley pointed out, do we talk enough that their corner play was by some objective or by some measurements awful? As he said, and I quote Mr. Crowley, PFF is not the be-all, end-all, but it's a tool to use for sure. And they both had failing grades, Dante Jackson and Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah, Dante Jackson.
They need an upgrade.
He had a couple picks, but other than that, it really didn't do much.
Thank you, Limits. You're a wonderful man. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bob will be here, but tomorrow. Bye.